KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, a few sprinkles outside of our studios on the north edge of Atlantic, and at 69 degrees, we look for showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Radar shows some moderate to heavy showers embedded along a line from Highway 59 south of around the Shelby area through Avoca. Also down into near Hancock, and then that kind of curves a little bit to the southwest near Highway 6 as you head toward Griswold. Some other scattered showers around the Marnie area and Interstate 80 corridor between Marnie and Walnut. All that activity is moving off to the north, northeast this morning. In the news this morning, police in Creston today issued a report on recent arrests and an incident. Officials say Sunday afternoon, 37-year-old Leela Churchwell of Creston was arrested at her residence on a charge of public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. Churchwell was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $2,000 bond. Sunday night, 29-year-old Andrew Moffitt of Murray was arrested in Creston on a charge of fifth-degree theft. Moffitt was being held at the Union County Jail on $300 bond. Early Saturday morning, 18-year-old Kendrick Davis of Creston was arrested for OWI first offense. He was later released on $300 bond. And Friday morning, 29-year-old Madonna Meyer of Albany was arrested in Creston on a Union County warrant for the charge of violation of probation on the original charge of possession of a precursor, pseudoephedrine. Meyer was being held in the Union County Jail on $10,000 bond. And Creston police said Friday morning a resident of the 100 block of South Jarvis Street reported that sometime within the past week someone had stolen from his residence two bait cast rod and reel combinations and a tackle box full of gear. The loss was estimated at $525. Authorities say a man has been killed in a fall from a roof in northwest Iowa. The accident happened around 1:20 p.m. Saturday at a rural residence about 5.5 miles southeast of Rock Valley. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office said 57-year-old Henry Wanaya was on the roof working when he fell about 20 feet to the ground. Wanaya died later at a hospital in Rock Valley where he lived. The Sioux City Police Department is planning to revive its special patrols to target underage drinking this year. Sergeant Brad Bollinger said extra officers will be deployed on key weekends through the year when more parties are expected. The police department last used the additional party patrols 3 years ago. This year they will be paid for by Jackson Recovery Centers as part of the Iowa Partnerships for Success grant. Bollinger said the patrols will be planned around events like homecoming, prom, and holidays when more parties are likely. Well, a crowd of about 1,800 or plus gathered at the Iowa State Fair's Livestock Pavilion Saturday to hear from many of the Iowa Republicans who are on the 2016 general election ticket in November, with presidential nominee Donald Trump serving as the event's closer.
Together, we're going to win this state in November, and we are going to win the White House for the American people.
The event was Senator Joni Ernst's second annual Roast and Ride fundraiser.
Folks, I can't emphasize this enough, but we must come together and work to get out the vote for the entire Republican ticket.
Iowa's three Republican congressmen and the Republican candidate for Congress in Iowa's second congressional district spoke, as did Senator Chuck Grassley. Grassley told the crowd he is not hearing enough at his town hall meetings about the Supreme Court.
Because this is not an election just about the next 4 years for the President of the United States. This is an election for the direction of the Supreme Court for the next 40 years.
Grassley got a standing ovation from the crowd when he talked about keeping a finger in the dike to block President Obama's nominee so the next president can fill on the vacancy on the court.
There's apt to be two or three more vacancies on the Supreme Court, so let's take it very seriously. So we've got a Supreme Court that is going to protect our Constitution.
Donald Trump pledged to protect Americans by pursuing the consistent application of the nation's immigration laws.
On day one, I'm going to begin swiftly removing criminal, illegal immigrants from this country.
Trump invited the family of Sarah Root to the stage. Root is the 21-year-old college graduate from Council Bluffs who was killed in Omaha in January by a drunk driver who was in this country illegally. Michelle Root was greeted with supportive applause.
30 weeks ago today, we were watching our daughter walk across the stage to get her bachelor's in criminal investigations. not to know that 15 hours later she would be killed by an illegal alien. Everything we do, all the fight we're doing, is to save the next person from having to go through what we're going through.
Ruud thanked Trump for his stand on the issue and concluded her remarks with two words.
Go Trump.
Sarah's family, including her father Scott, were among the motorcyclists who joined Senator Ernst Saturday morning for the fundraiser during a nonprofit group that helps disabled veterans.
Trump's been the only one who's been there for my family, along with all the other Republicans, you know. So you help the people that are helping you, and he wants to close that border up.
Ernst Grassley and the two Republican senators from Nebraska are co-sponsoring a bill in Congress that would require federal grants to take someone into custody if they are charged with a serious crime, or federal agents, I should say, and have the country entered the country illegally. More than 400 motorcyclists participated in the 42-mile ride through the countryside outside of metropolitan Des Moines. The chairwoman of the Iowa Democratic Party issued a statement criticizing Governor Branstad, Ernst Grassley, and the three Republican congressmen from Iowa who, quote, choose to stand with Trump and continued to condone his diversive rhetoric. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says agriculture is a vital component of the U.S. economy, and he's promising to protect the ethanol production mandate and rein in federal farm regulations.
Family farms are the backbone of this country. Remember that. And I know what's happening to you.
Trump used part of his speech at Senator Joni Ernst's event this weekend to speak directly to farmers.
We're going to make America grow again, grow. That begins with supporting our family farms right here in Iowa. Do we have any farmers in the room? Do we have any? Stand up. Beautiful.
Trump is signaling out the waters of the U.S. or WOTUS rule, calling it a disaster that must be eliminated.
We are going to end the EPA intrusion into your family homes and into your family farms. For no reason, what they're doing to you is a disgrace. We're going to get rid of a lot of those regulations that don't mean anything except cost you a lot of money and a lot of time, and in many cases, you lose your farms over the regulation.
And Trump is accusing President Obama of lying about his support of the renewable fuel standard.
And you can trust Hillary Clinton far less. Hillary Clinton wants to shut down family farms just like she wants to shut down the miners and the steel workers. She's going to shut them down. She will do this not only through radical regulation, but also by raising taxes on family farms.
Hillary Clinton has proposed raising the federal estate tax, and people would have to pay if they inherit from any married couple whose estate is worth more than $7 million. According to Bloomberg Politics, Clinton's estate tax proposals would affect 4 out of every 1,000 estates in the country. A Clinton spokesman also says a year ago that Clinton offered a comprehensive plan to build a more vibrant rural America, and that Donald Trump will only work to build an economy that works for people like himself. On August 26th of last year, Clinton called for strengthening the renewable fuels standard and reducing federal regulations on community banks that serve farmers and rural customers. She also promised to change the formula for key federal farm programs so family operations get crop insurance subsidies, but big businesses don't. In world headlines, the drug company Mylan says it's making a generic version of its EpiPen, which will be about half the price of the brand name. Mylan's recent hike of an EpiPen double pack to $608 brought about much criticism, and last week the company announced a $300 savings card and a revised patient assistance program. The company says those offerings will continue. Italian authorities are trying to figure out how to provide warmer, sturdier housing for people made homeless by last week's earthquake. Nearly 2,700 people are staying in 58 tent camps or other shelters arranged by the Civil Protection Agency. Others are staying in their vehicles parked outside their damaged homes because they fear looting. And a woman is under arrest in California for allegedly sparking several wildfires. The California Highway Patrol says Renee Hogan was high on drugs when she was driving on the right rear rim of her tire, which emitted sparks that started the blaze. Those wildfires have burned 450 acres so far and prompted evacuations. Hogan was arrested yesterday. The news was brought to you by The TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.